Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, it is time once again for a great mates debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
Tiak, take it. What are we doing?
A lovely couple today with Danny and Emily. They are expecting their first child.
Oh.
But we're going to help them make a birth plan.
Great.
Why do people trust us with crap like this? Emily?
Yeah. How you guys doing?
We're good. Congratulations.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, the situation is that I'm going to have my first baby in a few months, and I would really like for that, you know, the delivery to be a private experience. I want it to be me, my husband, and my mom in the room.
Okay.
And nobody else. And I figure after the baby's born, then everyone else can come visit and all that stuff.
Okay.
Great.
But my husband, go ahead.
we can just bring him in right away. Let's get to this. Danny?
Yeah. Hi.
That seems like a pretty normal birth plan so far. What's your version of this?
Oh, man. So my mom wants to be involved, too, is the thing. So if it's going to be private, I don't know why it's just her mother that's being involved, you know?
Are you feeling like it's either both moms or no moms?
I mean, I'm just trying to do what my mom wants because she's actually never had the experience.
Oh, are you having a baby with your mom?
Oh. No, unfortunately not. No, I was adopted. So she just...
is Emily having a baby with her mom?
Oh, back up here! Up here! Let's go!
Danny's over here just spilling his soul.
Okay, I'm so sorry, Danny. It got personal. You're saying, so you said you're adopted? And that...
Yeah.
Okay.
So his mom hasn't been...
Right, but she's still not. I'm the one that's giving birth. Okay, and it's my birth, and I'm the one that's going to be naked on the table, spread eagle, and I want my mom there, not... someone else's.
You want your mom? Can I just ask the women in the room whether you want children or not? If you were to have children, would you want your mom?
I love my mom more than anything. Yeah. I do not want her in the room.
Not even North?
I mean, maybe North. And she is the only person
sisters?
No.
Really?
They've done it enough.
Well, that's like I said, they all have experience.
That's right.
That's why I would want that. You would want one of them.
Hey, Erica, I've been through this part. This is weird, but like...
I can talk to them. I don't need them all in the room.
But to like walk you through it, no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm terrified and I want my mom. Like my mom and I are close. I want her in the room with me. I can't even imagine doing this without her, quite honestly.
Okay, let me just get the phone number in real quick. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I think, Emily, I know the glares I'm getting already from the women in the room, but
that should be information for you.
No, but just hear me out. But,
context clues.
But you also understand, like when you're planning a wedding, there's just these things where it's like, my mom wants to do this. It's like, well, my mom wants to do that. And you're like, can we just accommodate them both or neither? Can we please
A wedding is different though, because you're not opening and having you're not very intrusive moment.
Yeah, I know, but
this is medical stuff.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I know, but
you imagine having someone else's parent in the room when you're naked, pushing somebody out of your crotch. Like it's not like, something I'm
potentially
comfortable with. And I wish my husband cared more about my feelings than his mother's.
He's not saying, you guys.
Can I make a point, though?
Yes.
Like, you asked if I would want my mom in the room. Not really, but I could see a world where that happens. There is never a world where my husband's mother is in the room.
Exactly.
Because she didn't give birth to me. I understand she's a woman and I...
You women go to bathrooms lovely. Together and all of a sudden it's just...
Wow. We're not pushing babies off. Out no, of us in the
like,
bathroom.
Hey, I have this weird wart here. You want to check it out? And it's like,
no, we don't do that. Yes, that's you your perception of it.
No, I've taught...
We go to the bathroom with our friends. Women are not a monolith. We don't just take any random woman and get naked.
No, right, but your husband's mother is not random.
She's my mother-in-law. Is it not possible that maybe we have a bit of a strained relationship? Can we not assume? Like, I don't want to start with my husband.
Yeah, is there any way then? Okay, I understand that you...
Can I clarify a couple things real quick?
Yes, go, Danny.
First of all, I just want to, for the record, say that this is not, like, my idea. This is my mother's idea.
Right.
And it is important to her, and I'm just trying to, you know... I'm also terrified, and it would be nice for me to have her in the room as well. But I'm open to whatever my wife decides. I'm just curious what...
Yes, you know, that's awesome. But all I'm trying to say is, and I don't want to throw T-Hack under any buses because I know you have to, no, but you have a mom and you have a mother-in-law. Your wife has a mom and she has a mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. And that's your mother's. And like, there have been times in your life where this mom says this and this mom says that. And you and your wife have to look at each other and go, hey, this isn't me, but my mom is. And this isn't me, but my mom. And you come together and go, can we find a way to either make them both happy or both unhappy, where we don't make one happy and the other one feel like absolute dog crap?
But, yeah, like just left out. If yes, you're going to include the one, I think
understand why her mom would be included, but like,
I don't.
Well, how about if I let your mom be in the room, but then you have to like squat pantsless and poop on my parents' kitchen floor while my whole family watches?
Emily, I love you.
What a proposal. Let's not rule it out yet.
What's your address?
Who saw that one coming?
Not me. Oh my God.
What in the world, Emily? That was...
I just think, like, T-Hack, if you were having major surgery, your parents would be there.
My wife
in the OR.
My wife would be there.
Your wife would be there.
My wife would be there.
I'm just saying, it's a very intimate experience, and I feel weird that it's like somebody's like, I'm supposed to feel bad that I don't want this woman to watch it. I don't want it.
Great.
Well, and this is, I don't have kids, never been through childbirth, but I would assume that it can be very dangerous as well. I want to limit the amount of people in the room if something were to go wrong.
I'm down with that. I'm not saying we force this woman into the room at all. I'm saying it sounds like we've agreed she's not coming in the room. Yay, we're halfway to solving it. Then neither is her mom.
I agree.
Neither is your mom. Like,
we got it. Having the medical procedure gets to make the decision. The hospital is not going to let him weigh in. I am letting him weigh in because I care about him.
It sounds like you want your mom there more than you want Danny there.
I mean, honestly, I think she's going to be more helpful.
Well, that's not a great sign.
Okay. Wow. That's the problem.
Danny, you just be in the lobby pooping.
Naked.
Hang on, you guys. Hang on. I'm
torn because I do understand how they both should have support. They're not able to support each other right now, and that's not good.
Right. This is...
There should not be another person in the room, because what happens when that baby's born, and that's a chance for the mother and the father to have that first time where you hold your crying baby.
They should
baby
be alone.
It's an unbelievable moment.
And to have either mother, mm-hmm, it could be an uncle, it could be a dad, any other person who's going, come on, is it my turn?
My turn.
Ooh. I'm here too, my turn. No.
Yeah.
That's absolutely not.
But I agree.
If Emily really wants her mom there, shouldn't she get the final say? And then his mom comes in 20 minutes later when the baby's cleaned up and Emily doesn't have poop under her.
And Emily's and mom gets to hand gone the baby right off, she's been holding her for 30 minutes already.
And maybe there is that competition. There's
she shouldn't
that
have been holding her yet. Or the baby. I don't know what the baby's wearing.
Yeah. You guys, man, the in-law thing is so real and so palpable.
It's so hard.
It is, and this is just making it worse. She does have the right to choose,
right,
but should she, as a good, loving wife, take his feelings and his mother into account or not? You guys decide. 303-222-5423.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're in the middle of a Great Mate Debate that has caused some animosity even in this room. It's between Emily and Danny, and they are they're about to have their first kiddo. Emily is having her, wants to have her mom in the room in addition to Danny. Although at the end of that last round, we found out, given
maybe
the
more the mom.
Yeah, maybe more the mom. And Danny's just like,
I'm
well,
a
my mom.
Hormonal.
Danny's like, well, my mom wants to come too. I'm adopted, so my mom has never witnessed the miracle of childbirth. And she's like, absolutely not. Your mom can't be in there. And he's like, great. Then your mom shouldn't either. So
if it's private, let's
may
do it private.
I read a quick text?
You may.
Well, where did it go? Oh, I'm an adoptive parent and I couldn't imagine demanding to be at the birth when my future daughter-in-law is giving birth.
You know what's weird about you, Erica? I never heard you read a text on somebody else's side. You always seem to like just root around till you find one that matches your opinion.
Here.
And I don't think she's demanding it. I think she's going, oh, well, if she's going to be there, then I'd also like to be there. I don't know that she came
as long as you're setting up bleachers.
Sure.
I'd like a seat in the rock pile.
There is a text that says, in the throes of delivery, she won't realize who's in the room. Not that I think that helps.
Wow. That's taking away her consent.
Wow. I know.
I will say this, like, different nurses are coming in, different, like, my wife's doctor at the time, like, couldn't make it right away, so there's another doctor, and they're just, like, all hands in deck, if you will, and you're like, hey, can we, like, she's not a puppet.
But you are in that
Knock
moment.
It off.
Right.
All right, guys.
It's
we're going to
be great.
Do not give him ideas, please.
Yes, we're going to, here we go. Let's get started here with Aaron.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Yay.
Hey, so I'm on Danny's side.
Oh,
absolutely on Danny's side.
That his mom should be there or no moms?
No moms at all. Okay. This is, you know, were the moms there when they conceived the baby?
Maybe.
No. Yeah. I don't know if that's okay, but, like, this is a very, very intimate, like she would say. I mean, like, oh, no, wait, yeah. No, I'm on her side, I guess, right?
No.
No.
You're saying no moms. No moms is closer to his
side.
Yeah.
I'm not on either. Like, neither mom needs to be there. I've had two kids. Your lady parts are exposed. This is a very intimate thing for a man and a woman to experience together. My husband wanted his mom there. My mom, I'm like, oh, heck no. Gross. Like, gross. You know? Like, no.
I get
The last time you saw me exposed was when I was in diapers, you know?
Yeah.
I think the important thing is, though, is that you got to choose because you were the one that was giving birth.
Oh.
You know, giving birth is not my choice. I guess so, but it's definitely not up to moms.
It's also a joint venture.
So I feel like, you know, like, it's just better when, you know, like, you guys were saying, it's better when they're all cleaned up. I mean, I had both my kids in the middle of the night and I was like, don't call either of them and just have them come after
once everything's
after my baby. Yeah.
You're cleaned up. The kids cleaned up. Oh. Everything's because they put all that crap in their eyes at first. And it's like,
the first thing I started to do was wipe it off. And they're like,
that's medicine. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So maybe the husbands don't need to be in there.
We probably shouldn't be in there because we are just harming things. Let's keep going here. Karen?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm totally on her side, even though I feel bad for the husband. I feel like the mother, his mom, is interjecting herself in something that is very private. And if you're invited into it, great. But if you're not, you have to respect that. And I feel like the mom is kind of being, I don't think she's doing it on purpose, does it sound like? But she's being very selfish and putting her son.
But it's just, all I'm saying is when you say this, even Emily, use those words, the same words you're using. This is a private matter. Great. Private matter. Me and you.
It's
who made the baby? We did.
Them.
Private matter.
My mom does know nearly everything about my life.
The wife and the mother-in-law don't have that kind of a relationship.
Great. So then, Karen, you're kind of on his side. Keep mom-in-law out.
I'm kind of on both of their sides.
I think you're on neither of their sides.
Yeah, I have a question for you. How would you like it if your mother-in-law decided she wanted to come in the room with you guys when you got a vasectomy because she loved you so much and she wanted to hold your hand?
Yeah. Thank you.
I would never be insisting my mother was there for the vasectomy either. That's like we're missing this woman.
What if you were scared and you wanted your mom there when you had your vasectomy?
I haven't even got one.
That means we get to be in the room too then.
Oh my God. Let's do it today. Can anybody do a vasectomy this afternoon? Jamie?
Yes,
yay. Whose side are you on?
I honestly think no mothers need to be in the room at all.
Okay.
I was going to have my mom in the room originally, my first child. And it's just so damn stressful having a child. You don't need non-professionals up in your face and up in your business.
Other than your husband? Or the man, the father?
Yeah, just your husband. He wasn't my husband at the time. He is now. 22 years of, togetherness. But yeah, I don't think any parents need to be in there at all.
Thank you for the call. There's one, we don't have time to get to Jenny, but maybe the moms can pop in.
I'm just waiting for someone to say that I should do what I'm comfortable with because I'm the one giving birth and it's not happening and I'm disappointed.
But could you have Emily, Jenny's on the phone and we don't have time to talk to her, but what if both moms just said to pop in and cheered you on during the labor?
But not the labor.
Like not when you're pushing.
I am going to do whatever I have to do to make myself comfortable while I am giving birth to a human. End of story.
I support that, Emily. I'm all in with whatever you want to do. I just wanted to have the discussion.
Thank you for being the one person who supports me. Thank you.
Yeah,
you should be
good.
The only one that supports you.
Yeah, the only one.
The women who called in to be she should do whatever she wants.
Okay. Good luck with that, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Dude. Hack, did we? What happened?
I don't think we solved it.
I don't know.
He seems defeated.
Yeah. I don't know that she was going to change her mind.
Why did she call in if she wasn't going to listen to a single person?
I think she's very pregnant.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.